From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Vincent's opposition Unity Labour Party pressing ahead with claims of financial impropriety against Attorney General Parnell Campbell. Haitians awaiting the return for trial of wanted right-wing leader Emmanuel Constant, and West Indian batsman Jimmy Adams suffers a cheekbone injury. I am Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Vincent's opposition Unity Labour Party says it has documentary evidence to back its motion of no confidence against the government. The motion is based on allegations of financial impropriety made against Attorney General Parnell Campbell. In yesterday's program, acting Vincentian Prime Minister Alan Cruickshank accused the opposition of trying to destabilize the government. ULP Deputy Political Leader Ralph Gonsalves says his party has documentary evidence and credible oral testimony to support the serious allegations made. I asked him about the documents the ULP claims it has in its possession.
Well, if they're confidential, I wouldn't tell you how they land in my hands, would I? I don't think it would be prudent for me to tell the media how the opposition Unity Labour Party came by certain evidence. This is an ongoing process. We would not want to compromise our sources, would we?
The motion claims that the Owens Offshore Bank had lent Mr. Campbell some $2 million EC dollars free of interest and without security. How unusual a practice is this?
Well, I don't think that unless you're the bosom buddy of someone, they're not going to lend you money without interest. If you mean an offshore bank lending money in St. Vincent to people resident in St. Vincent, that is unusual.
You also accuse the Attorney General of receiving gifts from some lawyers who appeared on behalf of the government in cases involving election petitions and constitutional motions in the wake of the last election. How much hard evidence do you have?
Those allegations have been put in the motion because we in the Unity Labour Party are satisfied that when reasonable persons hear the totality of the evidence, they will go away with the feeling and the conviction that the resolution is stuffed with merit.
When will the motion be heard and what sort of an outcome is the opposition expecting?
We are not sure what is the actual date for the motion. My own betting would be that the motion would probably be heard sometime next week.
Do you expect it to be successful?
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
ULP's Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Trinidad and Tobago's ruling party and the Speaker of the House of Representatives are set to clash once more in tomorrow's sitting of the lower house. A bill amending the constitution to remove Speaker Oka Sipol is up for debate, but verbal shots were fired in advance at a political meeting on Wednesday night. The ruling party's deputy leader, Keith Rowley, claimed that the country was no longer being run on votes but on the discretion of the Speaker. Richard Lord has the details.
According to Minister Rowley, Trinidad and Tobago has become only the second nation in the world that is being run by a speaker. He said Iran was the first, being run by Rafsanjani, and Trinidad and Tobago is the second, now being run by the speaker, Oka Sipol.
Understand? Have no doubt in your mind whatsoever. If the government says the speaker must go, then the speaker will go. Because we have the majority in that parliament. And in this democracy that we subscribe to, the rule is the will of the majority must prevail and the speaker must go.
He said the government has good reasons for wanting the speaker to vacate the chair. He did not elaborate. The leader of government business, Kenneth Valley, also addressed last night's meeting. He was granted a conservatory order by High Court Judge Margot Warner on Monday, allowing him to return to the House on Friday. 1 week ago, he was suspended by Speaker Sipol for contempt of the chair. He stressed last night that he will be in the House on Friday. He said nobody can prevent him from representing his constituents in Parliament. Minister Valley is expected to present the Constitutional Amendment Bill in the House on Friday. It seeks to set out new circumstances in which the Speaker can vacate the chair. Meanwhile, it is not known what course of action the Speaker will take against Minister Valley when he returns to the House on Friday. It is speculated that the Speaker may seek to suspend Ministers Sobian and Augustus Ramrikesinghe from the service of the House for what she claims are breaches of parliamentary privilege. If the MPs are suspended, this will effectively reduce the government's already slim majority in the House, and the possibility of getting the bill passed will be very difficult. The Speaker may be able to use a forecasting vote to have the bill defeated and thrown out. This is Richard Law in Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
An American judge is scheduled to rule later this month on the deportation of Haitian right-wing leader Emmanuel Consta. Following the restoration of President Aristide to power, Consta fled to the States. On August 24th, a Baltimore judge is due to rule on his deportation. Consta is held responsible by many Haitians for the atrocities during President Aristide's absence. So I asked journalist Michael Norton whether Consta is likely to receive a fair trial in Haiti.
That is a very good question. Are there any prisons to hold Emmanuel Consta in Haiti at the moment? The answer is